friend, and welcome to the Brand Strategy Podcast, a show created to equip you with the inspiration, encouragement, and clarity you need to build the brand of your dreams. I'm your host, Bonnie Bakhtiari, brand designer, strategist, and founder of The Illume Retreat. From sustainable strategy to heartfelt encouragement, each episode is designed to equip you with the tools you need to chase after your dreams. Because you deserve a brand that empowers you to do what you love, connects with your dream clients, and offers a deep sense of fulfillment along the way. So grab a cup of coffee and join me on this journey, won't you? Hi, friend, and welcome to this week's episode. Today, we're going to dive into how to really craft a brand that resonates with your ideal clients in three simple steps. This is such a powerful conversation topic that I love diving into with my one-on-one branding clients, with the women who are inside my group coaching program, the Heartfelt Brand Society, and also with the women who join me at the Illume Retreat, my all-inclusive intentional retreat experience for creatives just like you every year. This is something that I'm really passionate about. It's something that I have loved being able to guide people through. And so today I'm really looking forward to really peeling back the layers a little bit more on this idea, because I think that crafting a brand that resonates with your ideal client a lot of the time feels like it requires some kind of secret sauce or some kind of like magic combination that often feels like a series of haphazard tries and just kind of putting stuff out there. It's like throwing spaghetti at the wall. Like you just throw and you see what's going to stick. And some of it might stick. Most of it was just going to fall to the floor in a crazy mess. And I definitely don't want you to feel that way about the brand that you're building. So today, we're going to dive in a little bit more into really what it takes to build a brand that resonates with your ideal clients. And it really ultimately takes only three simple steps that you can immediately begin to implement within your approach. This is a concept that will work for the brand new business owner, for the seasoned entrepreneur who has been in business for years. So I don't want you to feel like based on the season of business you're in, that you're limited with what you can do with this information. No matter where you are, you absolutely can take these tips and implement them into your own process and begin seeing results with your own clients. I want you to, before we really dive into this, I really want you to just take a minute and just kind of dream with me here. I want you to reflect on why you started your business in the first place. Can you remember? Do you remember what it felt like when you first found that spark? Or you discovered that passion, or you were drawn to the idea of what you do? I want us to kind of cut through all of the day-to-day tasks, all of the emails, all of the hustle and bustle, and I want us to focus on that life-giving story that fired you up to take the leap and to start this brand of yours. Can you remember that? Do you remember what that felt like? Can you feel the why behind this brand that you're building? And do you feel confident that you can take that and translate that into a story that you can then share with your ideal clients? It's okay if you can't. That's the goal, though. Today, I want to help you figure out how you can take that heart and begin to translate it into actual words that you can share with your ideal client in order to inspire connection. Ultimately, yes, make the sale, but more than that, inspire a relationship. I cannot tell you how many times I have chatted with incredibly talented creatives who are just like you, and they are frustrated because they want to create a brand that tells their story, that really honors their heart, and that truly reflects the very core of their life's work. But they also want that heartfelt brand to capture the attention of their ideal clients, and they just don't know how to do it at the same time, right? And I get it. Sometimes that can feel like two completely competing interests. Creating a brand on one hand that tells your story, and then creating a brand on the other hand that 100% resonates with your ideal client and that makes them feel seen and valued and heard and that resonates with their needs and provides the value that they are looking for. That's a hard balance to strike. It's a struggle, especially if you're just kind of stabbing in the dark and trying to see what works and figuring out what doesn't at the same time. But I do believe that there are three ways to really cut through that frustration and instead create an intentional and elevated brand that tells your story, yes, but also captures your ideal client's attention at the same time. So my first step in creating this kind of magical unicorn brand that totally does exist, by the way, is to find the sweet spot where your story and your ideal clients overlap. So what I mean by that is think about your values. Think about your differentiators. Think about all the little things that make you as a business owner unique. And then think about your ideal clients and their values and their story and their differentiators and their pain points. And think about what they need from a creative like you, what they're looking for on their journey, and how you can bridge that gap. I like to think of it in terms of a Venn diagram, and I know that that is probably one of the nerdier analogies I could think of, but I have no qualms about it. Picture, if you will, the Venn diagram and that sweet little spot in the middle where that overlap is happening, those two circles are converging and intersecting in that way. That's going to be your sweet spot. That's going to be the space where you can understand that if you can tie in your values with your ideal client's values, then you can create services and experience that really do stay true to what matters most to you, while also offering what your ideal clients want from you the most. So if we're going with this Venn diagram analogy here, we're going to first identify the core values of your brand. So like what matters to you, what principles or ideas are really at the very foundation of your brand. And then we want to identify what matters most to your ideal client, right? From there, we want to start kind of matching things up and we want to see what values in your circle match up with the values in your ideal client's circle. And from there, we can start to pull in those commonalities into that overlap where those two circles meet. We can then identify those values that matter most to both of you, and you can really use that insight to craft an overarching message that inspires connection through those shared values. For as silly as it might seem to picture two circles and to think about Venn diagrams while listening to this podcast episode, I want to encourage you that this is an approach that I've seen huge results with my own branding clients. A few years ago, I was working with a really talented floral designer based in Colorado. And when we first started working together, she was struggling to find ways for her brand and her story to connect with her high-end ideal clients. And as we began to work together, we started to really peel back the layers on her process, her brand, her differentiators, and her values. And we were able to see really what lies at the very core of her brand, but we also focused on really intimately diving into who her ideal clients were and what mattered to them and where they were struggling and how her beautiful bespoke florals could fit into their journey as they were planning their wedding. And so what we did is we really created this little Venn diagram and we figured out where her work and her ideal clients' needs meet. And from there, we were able to really build a brand that gave her the space to do the kind of genuine, heartfelt design work that she wanted to do, serving the high-end, dreamy clients that she loves serving without compromising on her approach or without compromising on her values or without feeling like she had to do something, completely out of line or completely out of character for her brand in order to land the kinds of clients with the budget in order to afford her services. So realistically, when we take this kind of approach, we can create that sweet spot where you get to create your best work, do the work that you love while serving the kinds of clients that you really love serving. And just to show you what this looks like in action, after going through this process and crafting a brand from that space with this client, she was able to go from a brand that really didn't get her noticed online to a visual brand and overarching strategy that really enabled her to bring in clients at $30,000 price points or exceed revenue in 1 month of over $50,000, simply because we focused on building a brand that stayed true to her story, but also equally valued her ideal client story as a part of the process. So don't knock that Venn diagram because it can be quite profitable in the long run. So the first way to really build a brand that helps you get in front of your ideal client and capture their attention is to lean into that overlap, lean into that sweet spot. And then the second way you're going to do that is you're going to tell your story along the way. Remember that you are your biggest success story. If you can take your story, your journey, and use it to show your ideal client how you can help them achieve their biggest goals, then you now have built a connection that allows you to share your heart and fulfill their needs. The goal here is we want your ideal client to look at your journey. I want them to see your story on your website or on your social media channels or in the conversations that you're having with them face to face. And I want them to think, if she can do that for her own business and for her own life, then imagine what she could do for me. That is exactly how I want you to connect with your ideal clients. I want them to see the possibility and what can happen when they choose to work with you. As a part of this process of telling your story, we're not just telling your story, but we're also starting to really describe the dream, right? We're starting to find ways to describe the kind of dream, the kind of success, the kind of end product that your ideal client or customer can expect when they choose to work with you. And that can be a powerful thing. Sharing that idea, that dream, that example of what life can look like, that can be a powerful motivator in helping someone understand why they should work with you, but also why they should trust you. So the second step in connecting your brand with your ideal client is to tell your story and help educate them about what is possible when they choose to work with you, which actually leads me to the third way that you can connect your brand with your ideal clients. And that is if you make your ideal client the hero of that story that you're telling them. We want to create a connection here with you and your ideal client by sharing similar values and showing your ideal clients that you have been there and how you got to where you are today. But if you create a personal brand that keeps your story at the center of it all and leaves no room for your ideal client to meet you there, then you unintentionally create a brand that actually alienates your ideal client. So this is where we need to start doing things differently, right? Because we want to absolutely bypass that kind of personal brand that leaves no space for your ideal client to envision themselves working with you or see themselves represented within your brand. So we need to strategically focus on making your ideal client the hero of your story. If you have picked up a copy of Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller, or you've tuned into his podcast, this is a concept that you are probably very familiar with, this idea of positioning your ideal client as the hero of your story. If you haven't read his book yet, I highly, highly recommend it. It's actually one of the books that I've mentioned a few times on my blog in some of the roundups of the most worthwhile business books I've read. And I absolutely think that it can help you walk through this concept in much more detail and through some really great strategy-based worksheets that are included with the book. But all that to say, with your brand, the brand that you're building and that you are elevating today, in order to make your ideal client the hero, it's important that you can help position yourself as the person who can help support them in their journey. So, you are a professional, right? You are the go-to service provider, the go-to product-based business that your clients and customers trust to do the job. It's important to help support them in their journey, whether they are a bride-to-be or they're a fellow business owner or they're a corporate client. By showing your ideal clients how important they are as a part of your story, then you can actually build a brand around those that you want to serve. Now, I don't think you have to sacrifice parts of your own story as a creative in order to build a profitable and a strategic brand. Like I was sharing with my client example earlier, we did not compromise on the parts of her story, her values, her personality that we built into the very center of her brand, not just through her visuals, but ultimately through her strategy. But we were also very intentional in creating space for her ideal client to meet her there and to connect with her in a way where she can be the floral designer and extraordinaire who helps bring their vision to life through the most bespoke, beautiful flowers you have ever seen. So don't experience frustration in this. Don't feel like you have to compromise in some ways in order to build this kind of brand. I really do believe that you can start to focus on taking these three steps and these three easy strategies to confidently share your story and reach your dreamy ideal client along the way. Now, like I said, if you're ready to dive into this idea in more depth, grab yourself a copy of Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller. But if you want to walk through this process with someone who is really guiding you through what it looks like and what it takes to build a brand that connects with your ideal clients, then I would love to chat with you. I want to help you confidently go from feeling frustrated in your brand to feeling like you can thrive and to feel like you have all the tools you need to be as profitable and fulfilled as you dream of being. I am currently accepting new branding clients for 2019 start dates, and it would be such a joy to partner together to craft a visual brand that reflects the heart of your life's work and positions you with an intentional, elevated brand that tells your story and speaks to your ideal client in the same breath. You can find out all the details about working together through my one-on-one services at brandstrategypodcast.com in the show notes for today's episode. And if you haven't yet, be sure to head on over to iTunes to rate us, review us, let us know what you love about the show. Every month, I go through and I choose a few lucky winners to receive a little surprise from me in the mail in the shape of some beautiful, intentional, and ever so sparkly paper goods. So be sure to let me know what you're loving about the show and how this has helped you grow your business, elevate your brand, and move forward with more confidence and clarity. And as always, I am cheering you on from Waco. Thank you so much for joining me today, friend. Before you go, I would be so grateful to receive your feedback on the Brand Strategy Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or the podcast in general has helped you grow your brand, I'd really appreciate it if you left us a review in iTunes. Your positive reviews enable the Brand Strategy Podcast to continue to grow and reach like-minded creatives just like you. Plus, I'll be randomly selecting a handful of lucky reviewers each month to receive a little thank you surprise from me in the mail. Thank you for all your support and encouragement as together we pursue building brands with purpose and intention. Until next time, I'm cheering you on from Waco.